Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Pastor Ken. Sorry,
Pastor Kent won't be with us tonight. He has a Bible class, and, you know, those are important to him. So he'll probably be with us tomorrow night. Okay, hopefully I think he's going to be able to be with us. And we'll continue on in Revelations tomorrow night, okay, with Pastor Kent. Amen. All righty, let's open up with a prayer. Amen. Lord God, you are a refuge. We wait for you, for your purpose will never fail, and your promise will be fulfilled. This we may firmly believe, and from this we may draw strength every day. Even when our life brings sorrow, we do not want to grieve. We want to hope and believe and endure until your day comes. Your kingdom will come on earth, and in the meantime, you are watching over your people. During the world's daily affairs, there will be people who hope in you, who belong to you, and who are firmly rooted in the grace of Jesus Christ. Until the time is fulfilled, we pray this in the mighty precious name, in Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. Okay, well, let's play some great gospel music. We're going to start this out with Erica Campbell and Big Shiz, I Love God. Then we'll play Pressure by Jonathan McReynolds. And then we'll end the song with Better by Ezekiel Walker. Amen. Let's get into it.
to turn on my phone without being reminded of the lie that I am alone and broken, unsuccessful. And I can't always talk to my friends, cause they got expectations that I may or may not be living up to. I really need to rid myself of the pressure, pressure, pressure to be someone else that the world has made. Jesus, take from me all the pressure, pressure, pressure to be someone that you did not create. Help me, be me, and only see you let me decrease in glory by you. Good, act like a Christian should and hope that someone watching would approve and be inspired. But you're not feeling the show, and how far could I go before all of my accomplishments go down in fire? Just because of the pressure, pressure, pressure to be someone that the church has made. Jesus, take from me all the pressure, pressure, pressure to be someone that you did not create. Help me, be me, and only
come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get
Saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And he said to him, what is written in the law? How does it read to you? And he answered, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind. And your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, you have answered correctly. Do this and you will live. So Jesus responded to the Lord's question about how to inherit eternal life with love. Love for God and love for one and another. There was a similar exchange in the book of Matthew where Jesus was asked what the greatest commandment in the law was. And Jesus responded in Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 to 40, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and foremost commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. One of these two commandments depends on the whole law and the prophets. So in these two scriptures, Jesus tells us that love is necessary for salvation, and that love is the most important thing to God. This has not come as a surprise. After all, God is love. So loving God with all your heart, soul, and mind. As Christians, we need to understand what it means to love God. According to the scriptures, loving God is all about keeping his commandments. This is what Jesus taught us in the following scripture. In John chapter 14, verse 15, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Pretty straightforward, right? We show our love for God and for Jesus by keeping their commandments. Of course, to keep Jesus' commandments, we need to understand what those commandments are. And the only way to do that is to read the Bible. There was a common misconception among some people that says that if we do what we think is right, then we will always be pleasing God. That is erroneously putting our thoughts ahead of God's thoughts, and we can get into big trouble when we do that. Consider the following scripture from the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. There is a way which seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. So once we read this scripture, we can no longer accept the following, our gut is how we please God. There are things that God commands us to do that sometimes will not make sense to us or that we do not want to do. We need to do them anyway. That is how we show our love for God. True faith is believing and trusting in God in all things, not just when it's convenient for us to do so. For loving our neighbor as ourselves. As we think about the commandment to love our neighbor as ourselves, we need to first ask ourselves, who is my neighbor? Quite simply, our neighbor is anybody that we meet. God brings people into our lives for a reason. Sometimes it is for reasons that we may not understand. Once they are in our lives, however, our job is to love them. One of the things that we need to understand is that Jesus did not simply say, you shall love your neighbor. Instead, Jesus said, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Adding the word yourself to the end of the command is significant. God wants us to love ourselves. He wants us to love ourselves even if we have done things in the past that we are not proud of. The Apostle Paul certainly understood this. Early in his life, Paul persecuted and arrested the very Christians that he spent the rest of his life serving so selflessly. Paul said this in his first letter to Timothy. In 1 Timothy chapter 15, verse 16, again, his trustworthy statement deserving full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners among whom I am foremost of all. Yet for this reason I found mercy, so that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might demonstrate his perfect patience as an example for those who believe in him for eternal life. So let us conclude. The two greatest commandments in the Bible are Matthew chapter 22, verse 37, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. And in Matthew chapter 22, verse 38, love your neighbor as yourself. The way that we show our love for God is by keeping his commandments. To do this, we need to study the Bible regularly so we understand what God commands us to do. We cannot simply trust our own feelings about what is right. We are not God. To please him, we need to learn what he wants us to do and then do it. To love our neighbors, we need to take the time to get to know them and then put their spiritual needs ahead of our own. We need to help them find Jesus. We will end today's lesson with the following scripture that speaks to the amazing love that our Father and His Son have for us. In John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through Him. Amen. And I hope you got something from today's lesson about love. Amen. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you got a chance to do so right now. All you have to do is simply say this prayer after me. Say, dear God in heaven, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I acknowledge to you that I am a sinner and that I am so sorry for my sins and the life that I have lived. And I so desperately need your forgiveness. I believe that your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, shed his precious blood on the cross of Calvary and died for my sins. And I'm now willing to turn from my sin. You said in your holy word in Romans 10, verse 9, and if we confess the Lord our God and believe in our hearts that God raised Jesus from the dead, we shall be saved. So right now, I confess Jesus as Lord of my soul. With my heart, I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. This very moment, I believe Jesus Christ is my own personal Savior. And according to His word, right now I am saved. So I want to say thank you, Jesus, for your unlimited grace, but just save me from my sins. I also thank you, Jesus, that your grace never leads to license, but rather it always leads to repentance. So therefore, Lord Jesus, please transform my life so that I may bring glory and honor to you alone and not to myself. And I also want to thank you, Jesus, for dying for me and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry, we like to welcome you into the family of God. We like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may He always keep you highly favored. And if you said that prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657. Yes. 383-1487. Once again, that number is 657-383-1487. Press the 1 key, and that will bring you on so you can tell the world that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, let's take some calls here. We got a couple callers here. 111. You're on there.
That's again.
Hello?
Again.
You on air?
That's again.
Yeah.
It's Grover Washington.
Yeah, how you doing,
Grover? I'm sick. I'm sicker today than yesterday.
Okay. Well, I'll pray for you, Grover.
I don't know, because if you've been praying for me in the past, it's actually hurt me. So maybe you should stop praying for me. Does it ever work like that? Ken, I got a question about your boyfriend.
What's that?
What was he yelling about in the background? I was listening to your sermon, and somebody kept yelling in the background. What's going on over there?
Nobody was yelling in the background.
What are you talking about? I heard somebody. It was clearly Farrar yelling. What's going on?
No, he wasn't yelling.
You can't possibly tell me that he wasn't. Get Farrar on, he'll tell you he was yelling. I heard him.
Nah, he's in the living room watching TV.
He's yelling, my cunt in the chat room says that Tony Farrar was drunk and yelling.
Nah.
Wait a minute. Look in the chat room, it says Farrar 69. I'm asking a question from the other room. Who's he talking to?
He's probably talking to Victor.
Victor, he needs to not yell at the young man like that. It teaches him bad. Victor's going to grow up and be violent. There's
no.
Farrar, come on the air. Come on the air, please. I got a question about the Houston Oilers.
What about them?
Can you ask Farrar if he would suck the seed from C.J. Stroud?
No.
Okay. Where's Pastor Kent? Is he on the air?
He's at a Bible class.
What do you mean?
He's going to Bible school.
For what reason? He already knows he's a pastor.
He's learning Hebrew.
That means he's going to turn Jew?
No. He just wants to get a better understanding of Hebrew.
All right, let's bring on Tony Farrar. Tony, come on.
Come on here. He's not going to come on
yelling. Here. I heard him yelling again. Let's take another call. I'm sorry.
No, he's not yelling.
There he goes. I heard it right there. He's saying something. What's he doing?
He's talking to Victor. He's not yelling.
Is Victor misbehaving? Did he have to get the strap or did he put him in a cage? What's going on with Victor?
Nothing's going on with Victor.
All right, let's take another call. God damn it.
Okay. Okay,
111,
you're on
here. This is young Victor. Oh, he's only yelling at me. Hola.
You're not Victor.
I am Victor. He's only doing this to me.
You're not Victor.
I am Victor. He's only doing this. He's drunk.
Goodbye. Okay. Well, let's play some more music here. Amen.
Can I request a song?
It depends on what it is.
Can you play in honor of Pastor Kent? Can you play Rivers of Babylon?
Rivers of Babylon.
That's Kent's song. When Kent had his own show a long time ago, he used to play that.
Yeah, he did. He did play that a lot. Yeah.
Can you play that or are you too busy?
Well, I'll probably play it later.
Hey, don't lie to me.
No, I'll probably play it later.
Don't lie, because you sometimes lie.
No. Okay, we got some more callers here. Hold on. 111.
Hello, this is Principal Williams, San Antonio High School. We had no choice but to suspend Victor. He got in another slap fight with the girls' volleyball team today and showed up wearing nothing more than a thong And there was also some groping of the lunch ladies and showing his Mexican Peter to the basketball team. We will not have him back for 1 week. And if you could give him discipline at home, that would be great. Maybe use the whipping station and some anal dildos. That would be great. Thank you. And have a nice evening.
Okay, goodbye.
Oh, no, he got in trouble. He got in trouble. That's
you're
no good.
Here.
Hola, this is young Victor. Why are you doing this to me?
Nobody's doing nothing to you, and you're not Victor. Goodbye. Okay, let's play some music. All right, here we go.
Victor's getting in trouble.
No, Victor ain't getting in trouble. It's all, right. It's okay. With Shirley Caesar versus featuring Anthony Hamilton. Then we'll play the anthem with Todd Delaney, and then we'll play Send the Rain by William McDowell. Here we go.
That's too many. Too many songs.
Hallelujah.
Song with your tongue, I figure out what he's tonight. Tony. You're too loud.
Thank you.
songs. They were great, weren't they? Yes, they were. Amen. Okay, let's take a caller here. 111, you're on there. You're on there.
Hi, I'm calling from Texas Protective Services. You have a boy there named Victor who's being abused.
No, we don't have a boy named Victor being abused.
Yes, you do. We'll be over there in 30 minutes.
Okay, goodbye. 111, you're on there.
How you doing there, Pastor?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Not so good.
Wow, what's the matter?
I got my penis stuck in one of those filters. Now I'm waiting for the ambulance to come and help me. But I don't want to lose my penis, man. What can I do?
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Can you pray that it'll let go?
Yeah, I pray it'll let go. Okay.
Can you pray for me right now, please? I'm so scared.
Okay, well, it'll be okay. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
All right, let's take another caller here. 111, you're on the air.
Ken, that man has a very serious problem going on right now, and you're taking it lightly.
No, I don't take any problems lightly.
He got his Peter stuck in a swimming pool duck vent.
It'll be okay.
You don't know that. Hello. Who's calling? What's going on?
111.
What was that?
I don't know. 111, you're on here.
Hello. Is that Victor?
Hello. Hey. 111, you're on here.
Goodbye.
Victor. What's that noise?
I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to use a prophetic word for today. Amen? All righty. Okay. The Father says today, death is swallowed up in victory. As are your days, so shall be your strength. Death, my beloved, is the last enemy and will be put under my feet. You need not fear death, for there is no death where I am. The valley of death, the specter of loss, is fleeting vapor in the permanence of your time with me. So trust in me, even for those outcomes, for there will be a moment that death is finally and forever put under my feet. Even in the presence of this dread happiness, you still have hope. The hope you anchor in me will sustain you and bring you through with your testimony intact and your rejoicing both real and substantial. There is no need to bolster your courage or to deny the challenge of mortality. It is your inheritance to see mortality swallowed up of immortality. Body felt salvation is yours. Know that you are not running out of time. When time seems short, I create time and pay it into your account. Is this not what Ezekiel experienced? When the prophet himself declared Ezekiel's days were at an end, Ezekiel turned his face to the wall and cried out to me. I heard Ezekiel in the dark moment, and beloved, my heart is inclined to hear your cry and to respond with an affirmative outcome in your behalf. This goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. Uh, Okay, well, I'm going to give a shout-out to Juan from Alabama, give a shout-out to everybody in the chat room, Mike Hunt, Ashley, Tony Farrar, Gavin Moorhead, Jack Forsyth, Tony McGillicuddy, and yes, Juan is listening, and so is his Kimbo. Amen. All right, let's, take another caller. 111. You're on air.
Hello, Ken. I got a question about San Antonio. Ken, I got a question about San Antonio. Why?
What's that?
Why is the San Antonio schools closed through Friday? What's going on there?
I have no earthly idea. They had some kind of problem, I guess, on the south side. I don't know.
It says that they got no heat. They got problems with the boilers.
Well, maybe that's it. I don't know.
Did you guys have any problems with heat?
No.
Everything was fine at Haven for Hope. You know, if you ever run out of heat, if you have a power outage or whatever, you should come on down to Haven for Hope with us.
Okay, I'll do that.
You can be that. That would count as temporarily homeless. I know you have a home normally, but you're welcome to come on down here in case your ass gets cold. Even Victor,
okay.
Even though Victor's underage, he could come down here too.
Okay. Sounds good.
Hey, and another thing, if you come down to Haven for Hope, you might want to offer a suck job for the homeless, drain the balls.
No, don't do that. Nope, don't do that.
What about Tony F?
No, you don't do that either.
What about Victor?
No, you don't do that either.
All right, I've run out of names. I don't know who else to suggest.
Okay. God bless you, sir. Have a good one. Bye-bye. 111, you're on air.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Okay, I just wanted to say your prayer did work. I'm still stuck here.
You're still stuck?
I'm still stuck. Yeah. I need real prayer. You need to pray in authority because my thing is still stuck.
Okay, well, we'll just keep on praying about it. Amen. God bless you. All right. Well, I'm going to say God bless everybody. Have a wonderful night. And I'll see you tomorrow night along with Pastor Kent. Hopefully he'll be with us tomorrow night. Goodbye.